Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 32 of Hebrews chapter 10. But remember the former days when, after being enlightened, you endured a great conflict of sufferings, partly by being made a public spectacle through insults and distress, and partly by becoming companions with those who were so treated. For you showed sympathy to the prisoners and accepted joyfully the seizure of your property, knowing that you have for yourselves a better and lasting possession. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised. For yet in a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one will live by faith. And if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not among those who shrink back to destruction, but of those who have faith for the safe keeping of the soul.
When you think of endurance, what comes to mind? We usually associate it with persistence through hardship, like the mindset of a marathon runner pushing through the pain to finish the race. In yesterday's devotion, we saw that Hebrews 12, verse 1, encourages those of us who are believers to daily live with this kind of determination. The implication is that we are going to face hardships and suffering in the Christian life. Our goal should be to trust Christ and remain faithful and obedient to Him through every situation. And it's helpful to remember that we know our suffering is temporary, and we have an inheritance waiting for us in heaven. But in the meantime, we need the right attitude. Are we to grit our teeth, mutter, and complain all the way to heaven? Certainly not. The writer of Hebrews commended the suffering Christians for their joyful attitude. They didn't enjoy the pain and hardship, but knew that it was all part of God's plan for their good, and ultimately, they'd have a great reward in heaven. We too can endure hardship with joy in the Lord, who comforts and strengthens us through it, and promises to one day secure us in our heavenly home.